dogs are the most ridiculous thing on this planet. Odie does that all day, day in, day out. No dignity, no brains, no anything. Look how he embarrasses himself to entertain John. It's absolutely disgusting. It's
here, boy. Have a nice, juicy ham.
Hey, a ham's a ham.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down,
help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them, they're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park or a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care,
but friends will care.
Beware of imitations, accept no substitutes. Batteries not included.
Oh, Garfield, I'm packing a box to ship to my folks in the country. Look around for stuff we don't need. Old magazines, good idea. That old radio, nice thought. Normal, excellent idea. My folks will just love... Garfield, you can't mail Normal to my folks.
Sure you can. Just mark the package, third class, please bend and smash.
Watch this, Garfield. People love it when kittens play.
What good is it?
What good is it? Look at all these blue ribbons I've won in the cat show.
Best whiskers... First place purring competition. Most push-ups.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is this year's cat show. I bet I win a whole lot more awards.
Maybe I ought to get John to enter me in the cat show. I'll bet he thinks it's a great idea.
You? You in the cat show? Why? Do they have a category for eating the most lasagna? No, really, Garfield. You can't possibly... Oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Garfield. You're my cat, and I really care about you. So if you want to be in the cat show, I'll enter you.
Kiss me.
Could I have your attention, please? The judges have completed the preliminary screening.
Boy, the waiting's getting to me.
How did you get in here?
I made a left turn at the Taco-rama, and here I was.
No. I mean, do you have papers?
John gets some. I usually read the comics and throw the rest away.
Your attention, please. The judges have eliminated the following cats. Number 9.
Hey, tough luck, Villa.
Number 17.
Hey, that's the way it goes.
Number 3, number 21, number 8.
Don't get so dejected, guys. The important thing is to be a good, dignified loser.
And number 13.
But I don't want to lose. It's not fair. I demand a recount. Get me an attorney.
I'm sorry. Correction. Number 13 is one of our two finalists, along with number 5.
I knew I had it. I'm a finalist. I almost won. All I have to do is beat number 5. I wonder which one number 5 is.
Hi, Garfield.
I think we all saw this coming.
Now, our two finalists will compete in 3 events to determine the winner. First, the talent competition. Here is Garfield.
Blue ribbons I don't need to know that I'm the best of breed. I'm the best possible Garfield the cat, and I don't need a trophy to tell me that I'm cool and hot. Other cats can only wish for what I've got. I'm hot and cool, and I live my life by one simple rule. Only the best is good enough for me. Yes, sir, my success is guaranteed, 'cause I'm the best of breed.
Tough crowd.
And now our other finalist, Nermal, will play with a ball of yarn.
What a pathetic, lousy act. What?
Our next event is obedience. I will read a list of commands for the cat to follow. First, Garfield. Play dead. Roll over. Sit up. Speak.
Meow.
Stand up. Lie down. Get up. Beg. Jump up. Play dead again. Turn around.
Well, there's my exercise for the decade.
In a moment, we'll put Nermal through the obedience test. All right, Nermal. Ready? Roll over. Sit up. Stand on one foot. Eat a pizza. Impersonate Santa Claus. Make duck sounds.
Quack, quack.
Dance on lake. Balance on a grapefruit. Play the accordion. Boogie till you drop. Make butter. Fly a kite. Polish a cloth and diamond. Run the marathon. Move to Florida. Do jumping jacks.
They love me. That's because I'm so adorable. Unlike you.
This calls for drastic action.
Our last event is skill. Each cat will demonstrate a special ability. First, Garfield. And now, here with a skill demonstration is Nermal. Here is Nermal. Is Nermal here? Nermal!
I can't find Nermal. We looked everywhere.
Oh. Well then, ladies and gentlemen, Nermal seems to have left the building. Nermal is therefore disqualified, and Garfield wins the blue ribbon.
What? No large cash award?
You won, Garfield. I can't believe you did it. I cannot believe it.
Your confidence in me is overwhelming.
Gee, I wonder what happened to Nermal. No one saw Nermal leave the building.
I can't imagine what happened.
Garfield, am I on yet? Garfield, this is a pretty small dressing room. It's so dark, too. Is it time for me to be cute yet? Garfield! Oh, Garfield! Garfield!
La la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Tapioca pudding. Delish.
Oh, I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing. Well, I've just arranged a terrific joke. When Orson opens this box, wow! A face full of tapioca pudding. You're just jealous because you didn't think of it first. Dear friend Orson, I wish you a happy National Tapioca Pudding Day.
Happy what?
National Tapioca Pudding Day. The day when you give your dear, dear friends a box of tapioca pudding to show them how much their friendship means to you.
Tapioca Pudding Day? Gee, Roy, I'm honored. And embarrassed. See, I didn't get you anything.
What? No tapioca pudding? Well, I can see how much my friendship means to you. Au revoir, fair-weather amigo. This'll be great!
Oh, I feel awful. I didn't even know about Tapioca Pudding Day. Well, maybe it's not too late to get some pudding for Roy.
I have had it. I'm sick of you following me around all the time, and I am not afraid of you anymore. It has finally dawned upon this oft-craven duck that shadows cannot hurt you.
Let me reassess.
Wade, who did this to you?
Someone who is but a shadow of my former self. What's that, Orson?
Oh, it's a box of tapioca pudding. Today is National Tapioca Pudding Day.
National Tapioca Day.
It's a holiday. You show friends you care about them by giving them a box of tapioca pudding.
Well, that's what all holidays are about. Buying and getting presents.
Oh, no, Wade. They're about something very different.
Gee, I could have sworn I just heard a song cue.
Gifts aren't just for holidays. They're to give when the feeling's right. It's a nice way to say, hey, you're a good friend, and it makes their day bright. You don't really need a reason to show someone that you care. A gift is a nice way to show how you feel, and feelings are nice to share. Sometimes words don't come easy when there's something you'd like to say. Sometimes a gift helps a friend have a nice. Sharing a gift helps a friend have a nice. Giving a gift helps a friend have a nice day.
So here's your tapioca pudding to show what a good friend I think you are.
Thanks, Orson. You are a good friend.
Wait. He is a good friend. And I didn't get him any tapioca pudding. I have committed a major social blunder. I'll get you, worm! You won't get away from me!
He got away from you.
Not for long. I'll flood him out.
I don't think I want to see this.
Okay, worm. I hope you're thirsty. I'll just wait at his back door until he swims for it. I hear him. He's coming. You're mine now, wormy worm worm. Mine!
Right. I didn't want to see this.
Oh, worry and fret. Oh, worry, fret and concern and panic. I have box pod. I didn't know about National Tapioca Pudding Day.
Will you say it or shall I?
Let's say it together. National Tapioca Pudding Day?
The day you give your friends tapioca pudding. Orson gave me some, and I have none to give him.
Well, tapioca pudding is pretty much all alike.
Sheldon's right. Why don't you just rewrap that box and give it back to him?
That's a ridiculous, silly, impractical idea. I'll do it.
Sheldon, I just had a thought.
Oh, well, whisper it in my ear.
Okay, sure, no problem. Could you give me a hint where your ear is?
A fabulous idea.
Present for me, Wade?
Oh, no. This is for my good and truly friend, Orson.
Oh, the pig gets a present and I don't? Well, see if I care. Of course I care.
And to my good pal, Orson, I present this.
Uno momento, pig and duck. Isn't something missing? Like maybe Roy's present? Like maybe a gift for good old Roy?
Oh, that reminds me. I just wanted to return the favor from earlier. Happy National Tapioca Pudding Day.
Oh, you shouldn't have. I'm touched, guys. And after all the rotten things I've done to you. To think you remember me on National Tapioca Pudding Day. Wait a minute. Didn't I make up this holiday?
Oh, yeah.
I had this all planned out so well, too.
Here's a gift for you, Orson.
Not more tapioca pudding.
Protect me.
Here, we picked these for you.
Flowers? For me? But why, guys? It isn't a holiday or my birthday.
So?
Why do you have to wait for a holiday to do something nice for someone you like?
Nice, guys. Real nice.
Settle down. I wanted to take the opportunity today to answer some of the questions you've been sending in. Follow me. I said follow me. I'm very happy when you all write in. And even Odie gets mail. Can you believe it? We keep Odie's fan mail in here. Well, like I said, this is Odie's mail. And if he gets that much mail, you can only imagine how much I get. Mine's in here. Stand back. Well, at least I got one letter. No doubt from some loyal, true blue Garfield admirer. Let's see. Dear occupant, you may already have won $37 million. All right. You want to hear about Odie? Fine. Lights. This is Odie. I can tell you're thrilled. This is a doggy tongue. Very dangerous.
How long is the average doggy tongue?
9 yards. Hold your questions for the end, please. Now, a doggy tongue does have its uses. You can get 50 stamps licked at once. You can insult someone you don't like. And in some countries, they use it as a red carpet for very small visiting dignitaries. A doggy tongue can be very dangerous, however. Watch this film prepared by the National Council on Canine Slurping Safety. Lights.
Doggy tongue, threat or menace? Someday, when you are unprepared, when you don't expect it, They will slurp you. Let's see that again in slow motion. Note the unsuspecting innocence on the part of the slurpee. Watch as the slurper makes his approach. The slow motion camera reveals the many and varied reactions on the part of the slurpee. He doesn't seem to like this much, does he?
People wonder what a dog like Odie is made of. Let's consult this pie chart. This tiny piece of the pie represents Odie's brains. And this piece represents Odie's common sense. And this piece represents Odie's tongue. Before we go on, are there any questions?
Yeah. Is wrestling fixed?
Excuse me. I should have asked, are there any intelligent questions?
What exactly does Odie do all day?
I'll settle for that. Here's Odie in the morning. Here's Odie in the afternoon. And here's Odie in the evening. Boy, he looks depressed in this one. Would anyone like to see what I do all day? Tough. I'm going to show you anyhow. Here I am in the morning. Here I am in the afternoon. Here I am in the evening. Here I am on my day off.
What does Odie do on his day off?
Odie, huh? Well, Odie likes to chase cars. I have some films of that. Here's Odie chasing a car. You know, every so often he does catch one.
What does he do with one when he catches it?
He buries it in the backyard. What are you laughing at? You don't believe me?
No, we don't believe you.
I can't believe my ears.
We can't believe your face.
Hey, I did not come here to be insulted.
Well, where do you usually go? This whole thing is stupid.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You think this is ridiculous? Yeah. You should see this audience.
Whoa.
Hi, boy. Have fun chasing cars?
Yeah.
Those people didn't appreciate me. I told them you buried cars in the backyard, and they made fun of me. Boy, try and educate some people.